You're listening to the Spiritual Love Podcast, helping you tune in to the frequency of love. The Spiritual Love Podcast is a podcast for women who want to get real about love and relationships while also focusing on healing, inner peace, and wellness. Through conversations and insights about love, dating, relationships, all matters of the heart, and more. I'm your host, Giovanna Tisdale, better known as the Spiritual Love Healer. I'm an intuitive healer, spiritual guide, and coach here to help you heal your heart so you can magnetize and manifest the love that you desire and deserve. All right, beautiful people, this is actually an archived episode from a video that I did in my previous Facebook group, the Spiritual Love Circle. In case you did not know, I have created a new community, the Spiritual Love Community, that is replacing my Facebook group. So you can definitely join me there for more healing love, inspiration, guidance, and all things Spiritual Love Healer, Spiritual Love Sanctuary, over at spirituallovecommunity.com. Now let's get into this episode all about staying gracious. I wanted to come on today and talk to you about how we can stay in a state of gratitude, still be gracious when things shift in our lives. And a lot of times things happen outside of our control, and sometimes that throws things off and we don't really know what to do, how to move when that happens. So I will say that personally, I've had some really big changes come up for me this month, and the month has just started. So yeah, imagine that. I am transitioning into full-time entrepreneurship. So that's really, really exciting. And everything I would like to say happens for our highest good. So I wanted to share some insights that have been coming up for me as I am going through this process and things that I have learned from stuff just happening in the past also. So every morning, I have this routine that I do when I come into my office and when I wake up, period. But I pull a card from one of my card decks, and this is the Womanifesting Goddess Affirmation Cards by Abiola Abrams. And I love these cards. And this card is Mother Mary, and the energy of the card represents miracles. And it says that today I am reborn and willing to believe in miracles. And it's actually a really, really great card for exactly what I'm going through. So you can see the lady there, and so she just had a baby. And when that happens, you know, something new is being created whenever something changes, right? And so that's what that image represents to me. And it can wear you out. It can beat you down, but you're still alive and you're still able to keep going. And eventually you will have a little bundle of joy or a blessing that you can nurture. So what happens is we tend to see changes as something negative or as something that, is stressful. Like we see it just in a negative light versus being able to see it as something new opening up, being a little more positive thinking about things when things change. So when I pulled this card this morning, I was like, this was just spot on perfect, because that is the energy that I want to embrace of being reborn and believing in miracles and knowing that something great is about to occur for me. So one of the things that you can do is to get support. Like that is so crucial, to be able to have someone to turn to be like, this just happened. Oh my God. Right. That initial conversation can matter so much, because if you turn to the wrong person, they're just going to panic with you and they're going to feed your fears and starve your faith. And that is usually where we go wrong. We turn to the wrong people and it just compounds the things that we're already facing and thinking and going through. So having a like-minded or positive, encouraging, supportive network is essential, because when change happens, your initial thoughts are those of fear, of lack, of the, oh my God, what am I going to do? You feel like, you know, the rug has just been pulled out from under you. And if you go and talk to somebody who's going to be like, dang girl, you just fell flat on your face. How are you going to get up? Like, what are you going to do? You know, your life is over. Oh my God. That's just going to make it worse. And so now your mind has taken over and it's just like having a party, like, ooh, you messed up out here. Ha ha. And now you're getting down on yourself. And now you're in a state where you're like just fearful. And once you get into that fearful energy, that's where you start to block your blessings because now you've lost your faith. So having someone that can support you, that can hold your hand and say, oh my gosh, you know what? This is the start of something new. Where are the positives in this? What can you do right now? How is this empowering you? Is so crucial. And that's one of the reasons why I love working with essential oils, why I love working with tarot, because it just helps you to, essential oils are really great to help with emotional, for emotional support. That's one of the first ways that I started using them, as well as they're great for tons more other stuff. But being able to use essential oils to help clear and process negative emotions. There are essential oils that can help you to boost your mood and feel more cheerful, to release those thoughts of like lack and fear, to help you strengthen your faith. So they are useful in a number of ways. So that's one of the things that I turn to, in addition to knowing who I can call, who is going to be there to support me. I don't want to call my party friend because I'm not trying to like party, have, you know, shots, drink it away. Or, and I'm not going to call my negative friend who was like, you know, I told you so, and who's just going to sow negative seeds. I want to call the friend who's going to be the light when I can't see my own light. And that is monumental. You have to know who you can talk to about certain things. You have to know who you can turn to and who not to turn to, who to keep out of your situation. And even like, when it comes to like your relationships and your money and things like that, if you talk to the wrong people, they can have you all kinds of messed up. And one of the things that I tell people is when you are having problems in your relationship, you should not turn to people, especially your mom and your sisters, cousins too, maybe even. And why is because once you tell somebody that somebody hurt you, and you know, you're just trying to release the stress. Like, let me tell you what happened to me. You just want somebody to bear witness and to just express yourself, right? What happens is they are now categorizing your partner as trifling, as untrustworthy. Like, he hurt my, you know, somebody that I care about. So you know what? We don't like him anymore. And so when things get back good and you're like, oh, he brought me flowers and he did this, everybody's like, oh, whatever, you need to leave him. And so now they're sowing negativity into your relationship. So be mindful of who you talk to and about what. Not everybody can give you support. Some people are there just for fun. Some people are a little more critical. Some people you can go to support you when shift happens, others you can't. And you have to figure out which of those people, you know, who in your life falls into what category. So that's one way. Another way is to pray and meditate. Rely on your spirit. Express what it is that you desire. Express how you feel. And then sit and listen. Listen for guidance. Tune inwards for guidance before going outwards for guidance. And if you don't know how to listen to yourself or how to process emotions, that's why there are amazing people like coaches, therapists, who can help you to process and who can help you decide and make decisions in your next step. So one of the things that happens and why, you know, coaches exist is because we are taught not to trust ourselves. And so now when you go to make a decision, you feel like you have to like ask other people like, well, what do you think? Should I do this? Should I do that? And you kind of know what you want to do, but now other people are like, that's crazy, or you shouldn't do that. So you start to doubt yourself, and then you don't make that step. You don't make that decision. You don't make that transition. And now you're unhappy in your life. me as a coach, one of my jobs is to support you and to help you be confident in the decisions that you are making, whether it's in your love life or just your overall life, because you already know what it is that you want to do. But sometimes you don't trust the information that you're giving yourself, just because how we are taught in society to kind of like give away our power, like, oh, well, we can't do that. We have to do what everybody else is doing. And so if you start to think outside of that, then you're like, oh, well, this can't be right because it goes against what everybody else says. So breaking out of that is one of the reasons why coaching exists. It's really to help you help yourself. And just to help you do some of the work that is required to get you to a place where you are able to confidently rest in your own knowledge and your own power of what you know to be true for you. Another thing is expressing gratitude. If you feel like there is absolutely nothing that you can be thankful for you're able to see this on Facebook. Be thankful for the fact that you have air in your body. You can breathe. Be thankful for something. Every day you should at least be thankful for waking up. Even if you think that day is going to be crap, you woke up and some people didn't. So start there. Start to notice good things around you, whether it's just a butterfly or, hey, it didn't rain today, or, you know, just little things. Start to notice that. Maybe somebody spoke to you and said good morning, and that kind of made you feel good. Like, notice the people that say good morning to you. It's like, wow, people see me. I am grateful that people see me and they notice me and they want to talk to me. Start to be appreciative of the tiniest little things, and you'll start to see that there are more and more and more things that you have to actually be grateful for. And just recognizing that there is always, always light at the end of the tunnel. There's always a silver lining in the cloud. And another thing is, like, we're told that, like, we have to climb mountains, right? Like, we get these big problems and we got to climb the mountain. Sometimes we don't have to climb the mountain, right? Because that's a struggle. That is a struggle. Not everybody is skilled in real practical life to climb a mountain. There are specific tools that are needed. There's probably certain like footwork and just all sorts of stuff that you need in order to safely climb a mountain. Like, these are professional people. That is what they do. They are mountain climbers. There's value in the valley, right? You can walk the valley, which is the low part. The mountains up here. You're just down in the little valley. And there might be an opening that'll get you to the other side of the mountain without you having to struggle and climb it with an axe and a pitchfork and hoisting gear and all of that stuff. Sometimes we have to learn to be where we are because there are lessons in that place. And trust me, I know. And I love Ayana Van Zandt. One of her books is The Value in the Valley. And when I read that book, I want to say I read it sometime in my early 20s. That book was so, do I have it in here? Let me see. No, I don't. A lot of my books are in storage, except for a lot of like the books I do like around relationships and other things that I'm studying. But that book helped me to realize that there is a valley. There is value when you feel like you're down and out. There is some sort of lesson in that place. And instead of trying to fight your way through it, trying to struggle and go uphill, when you just stay there and you are present and in the moment, it gives you a chance to reflect and to, if you're, you know, aware, to learn and to grow. And you can take those lessons and say, okay, this is how I can maneuver differently. And once you start to see that value and once you start to learn that lesson, that's probably when you'll get to that clearing and it'll open up. And next thing you know, you're on the other side of the mountain without adding additional struggle to the process. So that's what I mean by like going with the flow when things shift in your life. Everything is always for your highest good, even if you can't see it. And I had to learn that the hard way, being in an abusive relationship, dealing with depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, and in a place where I was told like, oh, well, you're always going to be depressed and you're going to have to take medication. I was like, no, that's not the future that I want for myself. And I can confidently say today that I am not depressed. I am very much happy. And I turned all of that mess that I went through into my mission to serve others, because we don't have to settle. We don't have to settle in love. We don't have to settle in life. We don't have to live someone else's dream. We can live our own dream. We can have the relationship that we desire. It's a matter of reclaiming your power. And those are some of the things that I help women with as we're even working on relationship stuff, because a lot of that is you really stepping back in to your power and realizing that you do have control, that you do have say so, that you don't have to hold on to your hurt. And I have a lot of tools to help you do that, to help you kind of release some of the things that you might be feeling and dealing with. So I'll probably be sharing an announcement later. I've kind of been keeping it to myself because, as I said, when shift happens, you need to be very cautious and aware of who you are turning to and the information that you are sharing. And I am waiting until I am totally secure in my next steps moving forward, but I'm super excited and you'll definitely be seeing a lot more of me. I did want to mention there are still spots available in the Love Rehab 6-week group coaching. So if you would like to take advantage of that, I would love to help you and support you on your own transformational journey. The link will be in the bio so you can check that out and sign up. All right. So I've got some work to do. I still have some preparations I'm doing for Love Rehab. It's going to be amazing and I'm so looking forward to it. And I will see you again soon. Feel free to comment. Let me know your thoughts. What shift is happening in your life and how can, or what kind of support do you need as you are going through your own personal shift? So I'll see you again in the group soon. Peace.
Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Spiritual Love Podcast. Let me know what you think by leaving a rating and review for me. For show notes and more to help you tune into the frequency of love, head over to spirituallovepodcast.com. Peace.